ABC Radio Australia.
Now, in a matter of weeks, two shipments of cocaine totaling to 9 tons have been seized and destroyed in French Polynesia. French Polynesia President Moitai Brotherson says the crews of the ships were released because they were apprehended in international waters. He says it's up to the destination country now to prosecute, and relevant information has been passed on to international police. It raises some interesting questions about which country will be responsible for prosecuting the crews. Well, Lucy Cooper spoke with Genevieve Quirk, a lecturer in international relations at the University of Wollongong, who says the drug busts are a result of greater regional cooperation.
What you see from these states is a really unified approach that recognises a shared stewardship for governing their vast maritime space. And we're talking about over 40 million square kilometres. And it's this collective security that performs a role in responding to security issues like intensifying climate change, geostrategic competition, but also the transnational crime you're talking about.
In the last 24 hours, another 4.25 tonnes of cocaine was seized by authorities in French Polynesia. And like the first find, the latest seizure of cocaine has resulted in the drugs being dumped in international waters in the South Pacific. The vessel and its crew have been allowed to sail on as French authorities deem the cocaine was not bound for French Polynesia. If French authorities intercepted the boat, is it responsible for arresting those responsible, or is it actually up to the people, the country where these drugs were destined for?
What my work has been focused on is looking at the Pacific's new strategy, and this is the 2050 strategy for the Blue Pacific continent, and that's really future-focused on how the regional architecture can influence and shape the strategic environment, and that includes transnational crime. And right now, the Pacific has a new focus on intra-regional cooperation, and this is under their regional transnational organised crime disruption strategy. And it really recognises that there's a need to unify national and regional efforts in a systemic way. And I think that what we heard from the French Polynesian president, Moitai Brotherson, was that they'd actually been notified by the US authorities of this this shipment that was traversing in or near their waters. So this cooperation is operating.
French Polynesia's president told the ABC that there is an ongoing international cooperation, and he said between all the police forces, all the customs throughout the Pacific. So is this kind of a sign of something underway, that there is this cohesion that is kind of happening when things like this do come up?
My research has looked at how the Pacific is cooperating and unified as one blue Pacific ocean continent. And part of that is the integration of arrangements and formalized cooperation under that regional transnational organized crime disruption strategy. And that's between the Pacific Island Chiefs of Police, the Pacific Immigration Development Community, and the Oceania Customs Organization.
If a shipment of drugs destined for Australia is intercepted by authorities in the Pacific, and that would be in international waters, so outside of that country's exclusive economic zone, who is responsible for the arrest of these crews?
I think we see this unity between Pacific states and external powers, or those within the region, like French Polynesia, have the opportunity to enhance regional capabilities to surveil, defend, and protect the integrity of these vast exclusive economic zones. And we've got new technology like the use of unmanned underwater vehicles for the transit of illicit goods like narco submarines. And this is really going to require coordination with external powers equipped with the capability to detect these advances in criminal operations. So if external powers show up for the accolades of drug seizures without contributing to resilience of maritime crime management, they've really missed the boat. External powers can shift from competition to prioritising Pacific-led, resilience-based, and ideally Pacific-owned maritime security responses.
The president of French Polynesia said that at the Pacific Islands Forum, for the very first time, it was confirmed that these drug issues are crippling societies and economies. Does Australia need to do more to support them?
I think every member of the Pacific Island Forum needs to contribute to transnational crime in the Pacific. And Australia has an important role because of our resources and also because in some cases it's Australia that is the destination for these drugs.
Genevieve Quirk advised on oceans governance in Vietnam, Australia, the European Union and in Oceania, and she was speaking there to the ABC's Lucy Cooper.